travel, good or bad, is getting a little easier for people in Serbia, Montenegro, and Macedonia. Starting at midnight, they can travel in Europe without visas. It's a big boost for these Balkan countries, and it's a political accomplishment for Serbia in particular. The former pariah state wants to move closer to the European Union, but as part of the deal, Serbia has to tighten controls on migration. It has to accept the return of tens of thousands of Serbs living illegally in the EU, and it has to prevent them from making illegal returns. Matthew Brunwasa reports from Belgrade.
On the outskirts of the Serbian capital, Agim Hadja and Sadie Goat are scavenging the carcass of a washing machine. The two are ethnic Roma, or gypsies. These days, trash picking is about their only source of income. Both lived in Germany, but their claims for asylum were rejected. Hadja decided to return to Serbia, but he says he wants to go back to Germany because he can't make ends meet here.
I have to manage from what I find in the garbage. My children are growing up, the problems are getting harder, and I can't support them anymore. Even the garbage cans are empty now because of the economic crisis.
Galt lived in Germany for 17 years. He was forcibly returned after he overstayed his legal residency there. He says German police arrested him and put him on a plane. When he got off in Belgrade, Serbian officials just asked a few general questions.
And they asked, "Can you find your way home?" And I said, "Yes." And they said, "Okay, then, off you go." They haven't contacted me since. I'm totally on my own. It's difficult for me here because in the 17 years I spent in Germany, I got used to a different life. There, I was working as a driver. Here, there's no work for me.
Galt was one of the more than a million Yugoslavs who fled during the wars of the 1990s. But observers say that most Serbian asylum seekers over the years were in fact economic migrants. Serbs have been returning since long before the recent agreements, but the Serbian state is now obliged to create better living conditions, so they won't want to go back. Zorica Živojinović is with the nonprofit Group 44, which works on forced migration issues. She says that resettlement today is made more difficult by the global economic crisis. 16% of Serbs are already unemployed.
It's a huge number of people, huge really. And we now accept new families who are not able to find a job.
Most of the returnees are poor ethnic Roma. Many lived in refugee centers in the West for years or lived off of social welfare. Živojinović says some of them have never even lived in Serbia.
Especially children who are born there and they don't speak Serbian language, they don't know anything about Serbian culture, they are brought in completely different society. For them, Serbia is a country of their ancestors, but not their country. It's very difficult to see grief of those children. They don't want to stay here.
According to Serbia's new migration agreement with the EU, Serbia is responsible for providing social services for returnees so that they don't try to go back. But Srđan Ristić at the Commissariat for Refugees says Serbia doesn't have the necessary resources. He says when he meets returnees at the airport, he doesn't know what to tell them. He says, of course, Serbia wants to help in every way possible, but we don't have the financial means to properly reintegrate returnees, to help them get on with their lives or start a business. That's what they need the most. As long as this doesn't happen, it's inevitable that they'll try whatever they can to go back to the West. Serbia wants to join the EU but is not yet an official candidate, in part because of its failure to arrest Bosnian Serb war crime suspect General Ratko Mladic. But Serbians are hoping that strengthening their migration policies will show that Serbia can be a good neighbor before it makes its case for membership in the European club. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Belgrade.